Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. We have been telling you now for many years about the developments in Europe and in the United States of America based on what the Bible prophesies. And some do not like to hear what we are saying. Some reacted very aggressively, very emotionally. They have accused me of portraying the United States of America as the great Satan, like a quote-unquote another terrorist organization is doing. And others have accused me of making anti-German remarks. Some have even threatened me with death, saying that Allah's servants will find me and their swords will chop my head off. Well, let me just say that none of that intimidates me in any way. Let me also just say that I'm originally from Germany, and I came here to the United States, and I'm an American citizen, and I love this country, and I love the people. I also love the Germans. I have many relatives still in Germany. And it's just preposterous to assume that I hate anyone. But at the same time, I have to tell you the truth. I have to tell you what's going on based on Scripture. And rather than reacting emotionally, let's look at this from an objective standpoint. Let's see what happened the last 2 weeks. We all heard about the American midterm election. And unless you're living in a cave someplace, you know that this was a non-confidence vote for President Obama and perhaps for the Democrats. But it was not necessarily a confidence vote for the Republican Party either. And the big question is now what's going to happen within the next 2 years? Are we going to have a gridlock, stalemate, or is there going to be cooperation? Many feel there won't be any cooperation. The Wall Street Journal had this to say on November 3. They said, some top Democrats resisted talk of compromise. It goes on to say Republican leaders also have sent mixed signals about working with the White House. A very insightful article was published by the National Journal on November 3. And they point out that the big loser actually was Washington, was government, was the fact that people are becoming more and more distrustful towards government and the fact that government tries to intrude into their personal private lives. But I also like this statement quite a bit. It says, like a cowboy saddling a bucking stallion, Republican leaders try to tame the Tea Party while riding it to victories. The new House majority must now try to govern while being ridden hard by Tea Party activists. The risk is that the GOP will be driven to positions that turn off the same independent voters who swung away from Democrats on Tuesday. Now that's a pretty grim picture. It's not very rosy, is it? But the picture's even grimmer than that. I'd like to read to you from an article which Der Spiegel Online published on November 1. The title was, Is Superpower in Decline? And then the question was, is the American dream over? And that's what the article said. America has long been a country of limitless possibility, but the dream has now become a nightmare for many. The U.S. is now realizing just how fragile its success has become and how bitter its reality. Today it's no longer certain or even likely that everything will turn out fine in the end. These are statements which are amazing if you think about them, because there have been voices for over 50, 60, 70, 80 years which have been saying exactly that, that that would be the final outcome, that the United States will go down as a superpower. People scoffed at that, they laughed at that in unbelief. Today they don't even believe it yet, many don't. But the signs are written on the wall. This article goes on to say, unemployment remains stuck at record high levels. There is no easy way out of the debt crisis. A second collapse in the real estate market is not unthinkable. And then it says, what happens if the world loses confidence in its reserve currency and uploads or unloads its dollar reserves onto the market? The resulting dollar crash could plunge the global economy into the next abyss. More money also means more inflation. But notice to this, or listen to this incredible statement. I mean, if you think about it, if you think at the grim reality this statement pictures, it says here, almost 45 million Americans are considered poor. The Department of Agriculture warns of growing food insecurity. It warns of growing food insecurity. 1/4 of all children in the United States, that is every fourth child, depend on government food stamps. Every fourth child needs food stamps. What a terrible, abominable indictment against a nation which is the superpower in the world. Incredible. But what about the flip side of the coin? What about Germany? Now again, we have said for years, voices have been heard for decades, almost for a century, that Germany will rise again, that it will become the leader in Europe. People have scoffed at that. When Germany was in ruins in World War II, after World War II, people have said Germany will rise again. When the wall was built, people have said the wall will fall, the Iron Curtain will fall. When President Kennedy came to Berlin and said, Ich bin ein Berliner. And when Ronald Reagan said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear this wall down. I mean, people looked at that in hopeful understanding, however, that probably that won't happen. That's how they looked at this. We have said it would happen. It did happen. We have been saying Germany will lead Europe. It's happening, my friends, now. The Bible has prophesied it. Listen to this article by Reuters, dated October 28th. German unemployment fell slightly in October, dropping to its lowest level in 18 years. Wouldn't you love to hear this about the United States of America? But the tragic truth is you're not hearing that. This article goes on to say, data on Europe's biggest economy over the past week has been bullish, signaling its unexpectedly strong recovery could hold up. It wasn't unexpected to those who understand biblical prophecy, however. I'd also like to read this article from The Economist, dated October 21. It says, no big developed country came out of the global recession looking stronger than Germany has. Germany will shape Europe and therefore the world. Amazing. Something those who are watching world events are coming to the conclusion to, but we have been saying this for years, for centuries almost. Because the Bible has, you see, the Bible has. And we are only telling you what the Bible is saying. People reject that, but they are doing it in ignorance. So this article goes on to say, however, a third of Germans thinks the country is overrun by foreigners. Over a tenth would even welcome a Führer who would govern with a strong hand. Then it says Germany's overall direction is obscure. The EU needs Germany's leadership more than ever, but fears its preeminence. Europe also needs consensus, but will not get it unless the Germans foster it. They will. But it's not going to be a confederation of 27 plus member states in Europe. What we are going to see, my friends, very soon, is a development of a core Europe, a Europe of two speeds. And Germany will lead that. It's going to happen. While Germany is rising, while Europe is uniting, the United States of America is going down. I'm telling you this now. When it happens, you will know that you have been told. You can know already now. Listen to our programs and write for our free literature. We have a booklet on Europe and prophecy, another one on the fall and rise of Britain and America. Do yourself a favor and read and study this material. It's all based on Scripture. If you want to know what God says in His words, you owe it to yourself to read it, to study it, and not to reject it outright as something you don't want to hear. So keep listening, keep watching, keep reading. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.